From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is delaying the start of an overseas trip from March 18th to the 21st. NPR's Don Gagne says the president wants to keep his focus on health care overhaul.
March 18th was the date that for many weeks now the White House has been talking about as the deadline to get a vote in Congress on health care legislation. We're now hearing that date has been delayed. We don't know when the vote will take place, but the White House has clearly decided that this is not a good time for the president to be heading off to Guam and Indonesia and Australia, the stops scheduled on this trip.
That's NPR's Don Gagne. House Democrats have turned back a Republican challenge to their commitment to ethics. The Republicans want an investigation of the sexual harassment case against former Congressman Eric Massa. And Republicans are trying to take the lead from Democrats regarding earmarks. Those are funds allocated to pet projects.
Republican leader John Boehner's proposal would have required the Ethics Committee to examine whether Democratic leaders protected Massa. The House voted instead to let the committee decide what to do. The New York Democrat resigned on Monday, short-circuiting an investigation into allegations that he harassed young men on his staff. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't responded to questions of when her office first found out about the situation. On another front, GOP members voted to stop writing earmarks, the legislative provisions that target federal funds to a single recipient or project. That's broader than a ban just adopted by House Democrats. They eliminate earmarks to for-profit corporations. But Democrats say their ban is permanent, while Republicans frame theirs as a one-year moratorium. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Two suicide bombs in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore have killed more than 40 people. Many more are hurt. The BBC's Alim Makbul is in Islamabad. He says militants have been threatening to increase their attacks.
Police say that both explosions were caused by suicide bombers. Their targets believed to have been a military convoy passing through a packed shopping street. Lahore was attacked earlier this week when a building used by anti-terrorism police was destroyed in a huge explosion. The Pakistani Taliban said it carried out that attack and promised to send hundreds of suicide bombers across the country unless Pakistan's army stopped its operations against the militant group and American drone strikes ended. Pakistan's government's often repeated the line that it's broken the back of militancy here, but having seen so many civilians killed in the last 6 months, Pakistanis are beginning to lose faith in those proclamations.
That's the BBC's Alim Makbul in Islamabad. Stocks are mixed in early trading this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 5 points and the Nasdaq Composite down 2. This is NPR News. Partial results from Iraq's national election indicate a tight contest between Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who's ahead in 2 provinces, and his main rival, Ayad Alawi. He is leading in another 2. A religious Shia bloc is ahead in still another province. NPR's Nishant Dahiya has a report from Baghdad.
The early results are not surprising. Maliki's coalition was expected to do well in the Shiite south of the country. His main rival, Ayad Alawi, is coming in 3rd behind a religious Shia coalition. Alawi, a former prime minister, is expected to do well in the west and north of the country, which is largely Sunni. 4 days after the election, only about a third of the votes have been counted. It is expected to take another 4 to 5 days to finish the counting, and final certified results might not be available for weeks. Political parties are already disputing some of the results, alleging fraud in the conduct of the elections, the counting process, and the length of time it is taking to release the results. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Unionized British Airways cabin crew members plan 2 walkouts for a total of 7 days this month. The first strike would start a week from tomorrow. Union spokesman Len McCluskey says the 12,000 crew members are aware some customers may be alienated, but he says they don't see much choice.
Of course we are concerned about the situation, but we feel that we have been forced into this by the company.
Talks have not resolved a dispute over a pay freeze and changed working conditions. They include smaller crews on long-haul flights and a switch from full to part-time for about 3,000 employees. The airline says the changes are needed if it's to ride out a market downturn. British Airways says it's training about 1,000 workers from other departments to fill in. This is NPR News.